Tana de Beliyo. Tzadikim she'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chayisan Einan chayisan l'afra. Seems like it's machlekes in the Rishayim as a whole arichas on this, but there's going to be twice tchias ameisim. One right when Mashiach comes and one olam haba. So tzadikim, they're going to have tchias ameisim when Mashiach comes, and once they have tchias ameisim ein chayisan l'afra, they don't get buried again. Means Amoinam is going to have Tchias HaMeisim, get buried, and then have Tchias HaMeisim again.
Get buried when they die.
Yeah.
That doesn't help according to Rambam.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a big machlok in the Rishonim. So it says...
And even the Rambam is not mashim like that.
Yeah, okay. So that's what Rashi says. Tzadikim she'asar kash baruch alach yaisan, einon chayzen la'afa, they're not going to get buried again. Shenema v'hoya anisha b'tziyon...
Rashi doesn't say there's going to be a second chayis amesim. If you look at Rashi's lashon, is that the bodies will be there, but doesn't mean that they'll be chayim.
Yeah, so that's okay. It's a shadow. What does it mean? Bodies living, they're not chayim. We'll see the Gemara. Wait. So the Gemara says, well, as the pasuk says, "V'ha'ya anisha b'tzion v'anoisa b'yushalayim kadosh yoyim eloi kol hakasav l'chayim b'yushalayim." This is what it says by what's going to be left over. So ma kadosh la'olam chayim. Just like Kaddish is always around, Afheim, La'olam Kayamim, they're always around. So after the first Chiyas HaMesim, they're not going to die again. V'im Taima, if you're going to say, Oysan Shanim, She'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chadosh Ben HaSalam, those years, which Rashi says is 1,000 years, that after the world, after Yom HaMesim Mashiach, after 6,000 years, at the creating of the world, right, that we're now 5, 7, whatever. So then, for 1,000 years, the world's going to be, the bunch is going to turn over the world, and then after that, is when it's going to be Olam Haba. Okay?
Okay.
So now, what's going to be with those 1,000 years? These tzaddikim going to be? So, Shenema v'niskav Hashem levadei b'yoy mahu. So there's going to be a time that Hashem's going to be himself. Tzaddikim mayin oisin. So Mashiach is going to come within 6,000 years. Right, before 6,000. The 7,000, that's 6 days of a week, 7 days of Shabbos. That's going to be Beniskav Hashem Levada, he himself. Yeah, we're singing that song, we don't know what they're singing. Beniskav Hashem Levada is the Baruch Hashem himself. And then after that, 8 is going to be Klal Yisrael, we're going to be turned.
Who learns that the Gemara here is talking about?
One second.
After Tchias HaMeisim, the Gemara before Tchias HaMeisim, the Gemara is talking about after Tchias HaMeisim.
Right, after Tchias HaMeisim. Right away is going to be Tchias HaMeisim, then we say Yom HaMeisim Mashiach, and that's going to be, the Tzaddikim are going to stand up, and once the Tzaddikim are going to stand up, so what's going to be with them that 7th year? Ma'ayin Oysen. So Zakt Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysen Lohem Kenafayim. He's going to make them wings, going to show him, b'shatn al p'nei amayim, and they're going to float on top of the water. Swim, float. Shanema kein le'nira b'hami ayetz b'mait harim b'leiv yam. So what does that mean? So they don't have to be afraid, because they're going to go b'leiv yam on top of the water. So that 7,000, those 1,000 years, that's what's going to happen to the tzaddikim. It means they're not going to die, they're still going to... What do you mean? What does it really mean? That's what it says. So, what? Well, what does that mean? What? You don't understand it? Well, you do understand what it means. The world's going to turn over and no one's going to be around.
The world will be tall vol again.
Pastor. Right. Yeah. And the Baruch Hu is going to do it. Why the Rishonim explain that the Baruch Hu is going to be there to clean the world again? From all the tumah in the world, the Baruch Hu is going to want to clean the world. So he's going to turn over the whole world. It's going to be Sayyid Avayu. Now that Lav Dafka actually is the one that says Elif Shanim. The Gemara doesn't say Elif Shanim. It says Machlokes in the Rishonim. It doesn't mean over here. It means
it says Yom. Yom by Hashem is 1,000 years.
Right. So it doesn't have to mean that it's really 1,000 years. There's a lot of Midrashim, there's a lot of different Shatim.
Terror doesn't destroy the world?
Yeah, it doesn't mean, no, it doesn't mean destroying, it just means cleaning it.
So then, they're going to return from dust, they're going to become here, and then later on, they're going to return back to dust again.
Not dust. Who's going to do it? Tzaddikim?
Yes, Tzaddikim.
No, they're going to be different. People. They're going to be either bus or whatever it is, but it's hard to understand. They're going to be flying in the air.
These are talking about Tzaddikim
Gemurim. Are these people ever going to go back to Olam Haba?
You don't have to worry about it. What?
No, they won't be offered to start with.
Okay.
That's why the Marsh is fair. Because Hashem is purifying.
What? No, so it doesn't literally mean save a boy, but Lev Yam, there's still going to be water. It's not going to be stem.
But are they going to return to Olam Haba later as well?
Yeah, then they're going to come back and be regular people. The Rosh just said it's going to put them on wings.
I understand. So then, but
come airplanes.
But then eventually Olam Haba comes and they have to die again after X number of years.
No. They're not going to die. They're going to stay alive the whole time, and then they're going to come out on Haba. They're going to be here.
If Hashem is cleaning the world, that means these could only be Tzaddik and Gomorrah. Otherwise, there'll still be a hate by them, and they won't be purified.
Okay.
Come on, look at Tzaddik and Gomorrah. I never offer.
Okay. Whatever they are.
Yes, so so it's hard to understand the Pesukim because they never turned to offer.
The Shematami Yeshlem Tzah, from flying so long, they're going to be tired. They're not going to have any more kayak to fly. Tamalai Mavakaiva Hashem Yachlifu Kayak Yalu Eva Kanasharim. The Bayashim is going to give them kayak, they're going to fly like Nasharim. Eagle Kanasharim Yerutsu, will let you go. Yechu will let you offer. They're going to go. They're not going to be tired. Don't worry for them. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, the whole pack, you can say that way. Didn't it? Yeah. In fact, the Gemara, a very interesting question. The Rashi explains this question is, V'nelef m'meisim she'ichyo Yechezkel. Why don't we learn it out? We saw, we'll see later, that Yechezkel was Mechaya Meisim, many people. And over there, what happened? They died again. He was Mechaim Mason, and they lived for a little bit, whatever. And they died again. So Mechaim Mason. Huh?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, the Mechaim Mason of Chalta and Madame Yecheskel. It just, that's a lot of Rishonim argue on Rashi. But Rashi's understanding that just like Yecheskel, what does Tchias HaMason mean? Tchias HaMason means you live another 120 years, and then you die. That's what you see by Yecheskel. So too over here, maybe that they lived and they died and then they came back again.
What's the purpose of that? Somebody
get another life.
They come back, but they're in Olam Haba already. Then they come back. What,
so my point is, we shine them where they are until Chiyus Hamaisim.
Right, that's what Pasha. When we're referring normally to Olam Haba, we're really referring to Yemot Mashiach after the future world. What's going to be after Mashiach comes? That's what. You're saying Olam Haba that way.
You have a chance to correct everything.
According to some of the Rambam, right. The Rambam holds there's two Olam Haba.
Two different Olam Haba.
But it could be this is Gan Eden that they are temporarily.
Zakti Gemara. Savala. So why don't we do it in Yecheskel? Gemara. Savala. Commander Amar be'emes mashal hay. We hold that Yecheskel was just saying a mashal. It wasn't really what happened. Zakti Gemara. The time. What do we see? We see Abelaz Aima. Mason Sheikh Yecheskel, the Mason that Yecheskel, we'll see later in the Gemara what happened over there. Yecheskel was Mechayim Mason. Amdur Aglam, they stood on the feet for Amru Shira. Umesu, they said Shira and they died. Ma Shira Amru, what Shira did they sing? What song did they sing? Memes B'tzedek U'Mechayim B'Rachman. Dies B'tzedek U'Mechayim B'Rachman, he gives you life with Rachmanis. And Meshuaim Shira Zu Amru, this is what they said. Hashem Memes and Mechayim Meirut She'ol Vayal. So Machlek is what the Mishir they said. So here you see, so Rebbe Lezer holds that they were literally they had Chiyus HaMeisim. If you die, man, Emes Mashal. It was true. It was a Mashal. Amalei Rebbe Chaim Emes Lama Mashal. If it's true, it's not a Mashal. What was? Amalei Rebbe Chaim Emes. Emes Mashal Lama Emes. If it's a Mashal, why is it true? Ella Be Emes Mashal. It's true that it was a Mashal. It was true. It was a mashal. The whole thing was one big mashal. It wasn't really what happened. So that's what we said before, that you don't bring me to Yecheskel because Yecheskel was a mashal.
Who knew from Yecheskel that it was Mechayim Mason and the Mason he was Mechayim died?
Yeah.
Well, that has nothing to do with maybe it's Chiyus HaMeisim. He was
made the Mason. Achrami, we're just saying that so what's so shved that the tzaddikim should die after the first Chiyus HaMeisim? You see such a Muslim. After Chiyus HaMeisim should die.
You don't see that from Yecheskel. You don't see that from
that's what he said. He was saying, but still, we see such a Muslim. So not so shved. Rabbi Lazar ben Oish, Rabbi Yisak, Lili Yoyma. Meisim Sheikhi Yecheskel, what happened to them? Alu La'aretz Yisrael. They went up to Eretz Yisrael, v'nasru nashim, they got married, v'alidu banim, u'banas, that children, boys and girls, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir al Ragla. Rabbi Maseir stood on his feet for Amar Ani Mibnei Benei. I'm an anical of these people. I'm a grandchild of the Tchisa Mason of Yechesko. Va'alolu tefillin shenich li'ani avi abmen. These tefillin that I'm wearing are my great-grandfathers from those people. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to know, who are these Mason? U'man ninu Mason shechi Yechesko. Who are these Mason that Yechesko was Mechai Tchisa Mason? Amar Rav, Elu b'nei Ephraim. These are the children of Ephraim. Shemanu l'keitz v'to. They left Egypt early, and they made this mistake. What was the mistake? So Rashi explains the famous mistake that they started counting the four. They knew that the Klai was to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. The Baruch Hashem told it to Avram by Bris Ben Absar. So they figured they started counting from the Bris Ben Absar. And Avram that time was 70 years old. And really he's supposed to count from when Yitzhak was born, which was 30 years later, when Avram was 100. So they left 30 years early. They said, okay, we're leaving. So they got killed on the way. But it was Nisim. It was Nisim on the way. Mitzrayim didn't let them leave, but it was Nisim how they left. Big Nisim.
Ranam killed them.
Yeah. Right. So
they left where? Mitzrayim.
They left Mitzrayim. Now, no one was able to leave, and we say Chazal, because over there already, there wasn't so much Shiva maybe the last 30 years. There's different shitas in the
Shem. So they thought the time was up. They said, okay, time's up.
Yeah, that's where we're going. They really weren't, they didn't mean bad.
Right.
They just miscalculated.
But didn't they think that the Rebbeinu Shalom was going to take care of them?
They said, we got to do. You said, same with Nachshon Ben Aminadab, we just ran into the ocean. Where's the Rebbeinu Shalom? You do what you're told, and Hashem's going to help you. That's all they did. Shanema, like it says, of Nei Ephraim, Shushalach, Ubarad, Benoi.
These weren't all Bnei Ephraim because there were Bnei Ephraim that went out and they were part of the Golem in the Midbar. So this is only right. Some of the Bnei Ephraim.
Exactly.
That's why the Gemara was saying which ones.
Which ones?
They got punished. They didn't go with the right place.
Well, they got killed out. The Harugim Anshe Gat. The Anshe Gat killed them on the Lodin Ba'ar.
I say, if they were doing everything, if it was Hashem Shemayim, why did they get punished? It's because they didn't follow the
Rebbe. Yeah. So, Bnei, the Harugim Anshe Gat, V'chsiva Yis'abel Ephraim Avim Yom Ram, V'yavoy Yavav Nachmas, you see, so this is who, he was Mechaim Mason. He felt bad for them, so he was Mechaim Mason. The Shmuel Amma, no, they weren't righteous people. Elu bnei adam shakafu b'tchias ha-meisim. He was mechayev meisim, people that were kaifim b'tchias ha-meisim. Shenema, it says in the psukim over there, v'yoyim me'elai ben adam, ha-tzom yis ha-eila kol b'nei b'es yisrael ha-ema. Hine, oimim yovshu ha-tzmeseinu v'ovdus yikvaseinu. They were the ones that said, our bones are dry, we lost our hope, n'gzayinu lonu. So he wanted to prove to them, faket, to simen to gantz klai yisrael, look how you can have b'tchias ha-meisim. These people were kaif in Tchias HaMeisim. I wanted to prove to them that there is Tchias HaMeisim. Rabbi Yemi B'Rabba, Me'elu B'nei Adam, She'em Ben Lachluchah Shal Mitzvah. They don't even have a wetness of mitzvah. They never did a mitzvah in their lives. Shenema Atzama Yisai Yaveh Shei Shimu Dva Hashem. So he wanted to do Tchias HaMeisim to show them that they have something. Yeah, how could it be? Aye, it says, what the Gemara?
Then all the given of the
Karima.
Karima,
yeah. Shahar Shemusim. Zodim Avayta, Yitzchak Nafcha, Ama Elu Bnei Adam. These are the people. Shechifu Yasehechel, they cover the Hechel. Kula Shkatsim
Yerumasim. Maybe they felt that they have nothing. That's who they were. Right. Melech Karim, and they felt like that.
That's what I'm saying. Yitzchak Nafcha, Ama Elu Bnei Adam, Shechifu Yasehechel. They cover the Hechel, Kula Shkatsim Yerumasim. With Shkatsum Masu Shanema Vovoy Veyov in a call Tavnis Remesu Behema Shikets. Mechol Galule Bes Yisrael, all the dirt, Mechuka Alkir Saviv. Alakir on the wall. Mechsiv Asav Avirene Aleim Saviv Saviv. So those people, he went around, and Yechaska went around to do Tchias HaMeisim and those people to show them that there's a Baruch Shalem on this world.
But don't they know already? I mean, they're dead. Don't they already know? I mean, the neshamas have been cleansed. They already they know what's going on.
So it's a
kiddush
Hashem for everyone else to see. These are the base mason that Nebuchadnezzar died. What was the case? What was a fascinating story? Minar Eishel Adrabas, that's Bikas Durya. From Nal Eishel, that's two different places, that was Bikas Durya. Shebishal, Shehigla, when they were going in Galus, Nebuchadnezzar Arasha, as Yisrael, when he was putting them in Galus, Nebuchadnezzar Arasha, Hayyubam Bechurim, there were these girls. Right, sorry, the boys. Klai Yisrael, the children. They were so pretty that they were nice, they would like embarrass the sun from their prettiness. Now the sun is pretty? It shines. They were so shiny.
Their complexion.
Vahayu kazdiyais, is the Anche Bava. The girls. Rayais Aysan, Vishayfazavas. And from the shine, they were so jealous of these people that they would become zavas. Zavas would come out of them.
Where do we see such
a
thing?
We, right here.
That's Damnida, no?
That's Damnida, yeah.
I guess this Rashi says it's Machmas Taiva.
Yeah.
Right. It's not because it's jealous. Rashi says Machmas
Taiva.
Right,
exactly. So now.
Maybe that's the reason not to see the Kalas
Chasan. No, that's Damchima. That's not me. That's
no, not that's not me. Before the Chasim, we don't have such a thing. That's when he first proposes.
The Zavis Amr Balein or Balein Lamelech, and they told it to the husbands, and the husbands told it to the Melech. Tziva Amelech Vahagam. Okay, so Nebuchadnezzar said, let's kill them. But still, Vahadayin Ayushaifas, their prettiness, their shine was still there, even though they were dead. So Vahadayin Ayushaifas Zivas. So Tziva Amelech Vahramsum. The Melech said, to destroy them, not just to kill them.
Crush them.
To crush them like this, the shine goes away. So therefore, so these are the people that he did Chiyas HaMeisim. What? It's even worse. They have Mavazda like this. So therefore, so these are the people that Yechezkel later on was Mechayim HaMeisim. So now this is not learned out of the Pesukim. The other ones are learned out. We see those are the Pesukim. Over here doesn't say any Pesukim to this story. So it's Gamma Gmielan that this is what they had in Pekabalo, that this is what Yechezkel, who Yechezkel was Mechayim. Tanu Rabbanan, B'shal Shehippel Nebuchadnezzar, once we talk about Nebuchadnezzar, we'll continue on with him. So B'shal Shehippel Nebuchadnezzar, Harashas, Hanani Mishal Vazayi Lekiv Shanaish. We all know that Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanani Mishal Vazayi into the fire. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechezkel. This is the time that Hashem told Yechezkel, Lech, go v'hachya meisim v'bikas dura. Go be mechaya meisim, these other people, what we just spoke about. Kivon shehechya haisan, once these people had chiyas meisim, bo ha'tzamais, the bones came, v'tavchu lo l'oyser asha apanov, and smacked Nebuchadnezzar on his face. So some want to say, Rashi brings down from Chazal, that some say that the atzamos, what did he do with the bones? He crushed them, and he made them into his cups. He used them for his own pottery, for his own silverware, his own dishes. And all of a sudden, when they had Chiyas HaMeisim, they were whacking him on his face.
The point is, if they had Chiyas HaMeisim, didn't their bones go part of the body when they had Chiyas HaMeisim, or was new body?
So maybe when they were leaving,
it was getting back together.
Yeah.
Rashi says,
"V'halchu
l'hem."
Yeah,
v'halchu.
No,
the
first
Chiyas HaMeisim.
No, I'm going to second shot. Yeah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma, ma tivon shel elu. What's good about these? Amuloi chavrein shel elu. Mechayim meisim ebikas dura. These are friends of the people that mechayim meisim on Yechezkel of bikas dura. Pasach va'amah, so he went along and said, Nebuchadnezzar said, Asayu kamar avrivin, the wonders of Hashem, the oisis of Hashem, how great they are, v'tumayu, kamar takifin, how powerful Kadosh Baruch Hu is, malchuse malchus olam, his kingdom is forever, v'shultayneim dar, his shultayneim is forever, So he was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Nebuchadnezzar started praising. He saw what's going on over here. Amar Yitzchak, Yutzak Zav, Reseach L'Seich Piv. Yutzak Zav. What's Yutzak Zav?
Pour gold down
his mouth. Shall I say Russia down the Nebuchadnezzar's Russian? Why? Shall the Malay Ba Malach Vesachi Al Piv? If a Malach wouldn't have come and whacked him on his mouth, Bikesh Leganes Kalshir Zishbachas. Sha'amah David B'Sefer Tehillim. He was saying such praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it would have been embarrassing for David's Tehillim. It would have been much more than David's Tehillim. Do you imagine? The Nebuchadnezzar was coming to such a darga of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim that he was seeing that it would be greater than David's Tehillim, so the Malach stopped him from saying it. What does this mean?
No one ever saw
Chiyas HaMeisim. He saw all the Nisim, he saw exactly all the Nisim, what was going on, what he killed them, and he did this, and still, he went. So therefore, without this, it would have been embarrassment to David HaMelech.
So what about the molten gold? They poured it, they didn't pour it?
I think that was
the same dagger.
Right, no, I understand, but look at the dagger. David HaMelech went through so much Yisurim, and he was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but here he saw the Nisim Gluyim. So he went ahead, there's many, many Achronim, I try to say pshat in this, but there's a wonder of Rishash. Rishash says, I am P.S. Rashi, writes so sharp. Ulanias Daiti says, the chas v'shalom l'dam v'shir v'shal David, sh'am b'ruch ha-kodesh, it's impossible to compare the ruch ha-kodesh of David u'mechila his kavanah Rav. Can you imagine what went on to David's kavanah when he said, tell him, what do you think was going on there? What was ruch ha-kodesh? Kedusha Slavat Pshutayim. When did David the Melech say this? The Chatzai Salayla, when everyone's sleeping. You can imagine what was going on. And you can tell me Nebuchadnezzar's, the Rosh Merusha, his praises are going to be better than the Banish Times. It can't be. Elo, the Dayak Laima, Shabikesh Liganis. Rotsa Laima, Bifnei Amoin. Asha Einam Avinam Zulis Apashtis. Laima Gamma Noichi, Uchal Asais Kamayu. It doesn't mean any praises. It doesn't mean literal. Just means he was saying it in front of a lot of people. Kitsi, he goes out and says it.
Okay, so he's talking on Rashi.
Yeah, but he's just so sharp. Right, chas v'shalom.
Yeah, but like that he had talked on Rashi. He's an afro.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, very interesting. Because he can't fathom Rashi.
If we saw Abraham Nisim, we saw Akash, we'd be like Malachi, we'd go up there, we'd be a whole different person. It's the same thing, he was seeing the same thing without blindness.
I know, but David HaMelech, you can imagine David HaMelech's Kedusha.
David HaMelech did that as a regular Basav Adam, without seeing
what Nebuchadnezzar was seeing. Basav Adam, but Ruch HaKadosh, you imagine the Kedusha and the power that David HaMelech had.
True, but he still had
it. Could be, according to Rashi, the Taitz was Achashverosh had such an aliyah that he actually connected to Hashem.
Achashverosh?
Nebuchadnezzar. He actually connected to Hashem.
I know, but still together. Okay, fine.
He brings down from the Kutzka that he the Malach did it to test him to see if David only is saying Shir to Shabbach is sad when he was in his heyday, sad when he was going through Tzah.
Yeah,
Tzah. Let's see if he'll still.
It's like the guy I'm doing is the Mitzvah Sukkah.
Right.
Yeah. Zakti Maratana Abana. Shisha Nisim Nasa Baisayayim. Six Nisim happened that day. The same day that. We'll see what the Mosul. By the way, Tzalf HaKivsha. The kivshon was really in the ground. This fire that they put the Hanani Meshava Zayah in, the kivshon was in the ground and it raised like this. Everyone could see. The nifretz kivshon, the walls of the kivshon broke and everyone could see. V'humak saidei. Rashi says three pshatim, but the Rashi says either it means saidei, doesn't mean saidei, it means surai. Nebuchadnezzar went through his gaiva. His gaiva fell. Umaksuda is Gaiva fell. Or it means that the Sid HaKivshan, the cement of the Kivshan, melted. It was so hot. They raised the heat so much, they wanted to burn these people to a crisp. Mm-hmm. So they raised it so much that it melted the side, the whole foundation melted. And from those that melted, those people, Rashi says that the people, it dripped out the cement and it killed people around them. We'll see in a minute. V'nepach tzelem alpanav. This tzelem, this statue, fell on his face. He had a statue in Nebuchadnezzar that everyone would have to bow down to it. And that But when they hit, when they would hear it ringing, everyone would have to stop working. It was a huge statue. It says Chazal, it was 60 amas high, 120 feet. And it broke that
day. And it was pure gold.
Right. Vinisiv, what?
No, and it fell on its
top. On its face, yeah. We didn't have a statue. Remember, Saddam Hussein, they broke a statue.
Oh, yeah. That,
yeah, but they had to use a crane.
Yeah. Vinisifu Abba Malchis. Four Malchis got killed. The people came around it to help Nebuchadnezzar to throw Chananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They all came around. It was a heyday.
Were they the first ones that had to go down and bow, or they were the last ones? In other words, when he was having everybody bow down and do it, and they were throwing him in the fire, were they last or something? Because if they were first, the whole thing went away. No one died.
What do you mean?
Someone threw them in the fire.
Who? I don't know.
So they're the ones who died.
No, I'm
just saying. They went first or went last.
They went first or last.
Oh.
Because that's how they were all being lined up that day.
They were all being lined up that day, and they didn't bow down, and that's when they threw them into the fire.
So I gotcha.
Yeah. V'hachi Yecheskel as ha-meisim v'bikas duda. And Yecheskel, what we just saw, he was mechayim meisim, these people that we just said, that the bechurim that got killed because they were so pretty, they were so shiny. The Kulu Gemara, it's all, we don't have this in Pesukim, all these things, it's all learned out of, we all have it, ish mi p'ish, it's a Gemara, but v'abim malchis, the fact that abim malchis got killed that day, they got burnt, kura, that's a pasuk, t'chsev, Nebuchadnezzar malchus sholach, Nebuchadnezzar called the Michnesh to gather Lachshdapino, Saganya, Vachvasa, Vahadvari, Malka, Chazan, the Gavai, Malka, okay, Adrazga, Gedbraya, the Tevraya, Tiftaya, the Choshe, Turna, Menisa. So all these kings he called, he gathered them to come watch the show. Vichsiv, Iti, Guvern Yehudayan, says afterwards, who was with him, the Yidden? V'chsev u'misnashchen achashdapena saganya upachsa v'advari malka chazin l'gevay elech. So it doesn't say all the rest of them afterwards. It doesn't say it was with him. We just said all these people, all these kings were with him. The other ones weren't with him. So you see that, obviously, they got burnt. Tanu d'bei Abelaza v'nyankiv afilu b'shash shakana even if b'shash shakana lo yishana adam esatzma min abana shalai. Don't go. Still, keep your pride. Shenema baden gavraya elech. These people, Chananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, how they go into the fire? Kafsu b'savileim patshem v'kavasen. They went with the whole beautiful clothes dressed. Don't lose your stature. Don't lose your status. That means even though they were going into the fire, but they went beautifully dressed because why shouldn't you lose? Rashi says this person shouldn't look all mavobal, frightened, embarrassed from your friend. No. Go in, and they knew that there was going to be a mess.